Hey guys, let's talk about a celebrity tequila that's really good to drink that has nothing to do with the celebrities. It's all about the agave in the bottle. This is El Bandido Yankee, and this is their Añejo. And this tequila right here is fantastic. And when I say that it's a celebrity tequila, that's because it's owned by NHL Hall of Famer Chris Chelios and Green Bay Packer Jim Bob Morris. And they both have a passion for tequila. They decided to come up with a tequila that was actually additive-free and that had no bad flavors in it. And if you watch the interview with James Morris, Jim Bob's son, talks about the story of how they decided to create a tequila brand and what their thoughts were behind it. It's going to talk about how they found Nam 1107 El Vajito to come up with this phenomenal tequila. Look, Highland Agaves, right? Highland Agaves, roller mill. They talk about the whole process on the video. You can check that out, and they'll explain. You'll see where we explain how they make it. I don't want to give it all away here. You got to go get some over there. This tequila is really, really fantastic. And I think it's a sleeper. A lot of people don't know about this tequila, and they don't realize how good tequila is from Nam 1107. On the nose, you get this very perfume, floral smell, very noticeable of a Highland agave. Granted, it's an Añejo, and I'm not overwhelmed with barrel notes. The thing that I'm getting hit with is this nice floral, fruity smell. And a little faint cooked agave. The floral and the fruit is so forward in this. That's really amazing. A little teeny bit of caramel the next time you smell it. And this, as you can see, this is not one that I've left sitting on the shelf. This is one that I drink. I really enjoy. It's a great sipper. I haven't made it in a cocktail because it's so good on its own. I just drink it like this. Great cooked agave. A little bit of the barrel note. I get a little bit of caramel. The vanilla that I'm picking up is, I don't believe from the barrel, but from the agave. And I get a little bit of orange peel, which is really nice in this flavor profile. It's not overbearing. The citrus is like in the background, the agave is on top, and it's a little bit of caramel. I got to tell you, the agave is the star of the show of this. The mouthfeel is really nice. It's not dry at all. Like sometimes I get a dryness in this. This is a very thick viscosity, not overwhelming, but enough that it gets your saliva glands going. It's really balanced really well. You get a great flavor of the agave and the tequila with the nice nuances of the barrel, and the barrel's not overpowering it at all. A little more orange peel or orange zest on the nose now that I've had it out a little bit. A little bit of alcohol, but not a lot. This is a really easy drinker. If you're a bourbon guy and you're trying to make the switch over to tequila, this right here is a very approachable Añejo that really brings the tequila flavor forward and just gives you a little bit of the barrel nuance. I don't remember the barrel times on this. It's in the video that we did, so I'll put that at the end of the video so you can click on it and check it out. James does a great job explaining their entire process and this amazing tequila. So check it out. Thanks for stopping in. Try you some El Bandido Yankee Añejo. It'll knock your socks off.